what to do. I don't want no man, no, telling me what to do. Well, I'm grown now, baby, just as grown as you. I don't want no man telling me how to live my life. I don't want no man, no, telling me how to live my life. Well, I'm grown now, baby, you better think about it twice. Well, you boss your women, better won't deny. Before I let you boss me, I lay down and die. I don't want no man telling me what to do. Well, I'm grown now, baby, just as grown as you. Well, you drink your whiskey and I drink my wine. You tend to your business and I'll tend to mine. I don't want no man telling me what to do. Well, I'm grown now, baby, just as grown as you. You got it.
To listen to the music and this to be the Blues Festival weekend in Chicago, this is the music of Chicago. This is the soundtrack, don't you think, the blues?
Right. Yeah. Forever.
Why do you sing the blues?
I love the blues. I was brought up on the blues, and life is the blues.
What makes the Chicago style of blues so unique?
Well, for number one, Chicago sound, all the older guys, they done passed on and everything. The young guys, they coming up. They can play the blues, but that feel ain't there. I mean, far as I'm concerned, because I'm used to all the Howlin' Wolf and Robert Nighthawk and Junior Wells and all of those guys, the blues that I felt when I was coming up and everything. But all the young guys, they're great. They sound great. but it's just a feel that you got to have for the blues.
You got to have it.
You got to have it. And most of the young kids that's out here playing today, they play the blues, they sing the blues, but they don't feel the blues, because blues is something you're singing about that done happened in your life, something you done did or something somebody done did to you. The young kids, they can't feel that.
Right.
So you got to feel it.
When did you feel it? When do you remember the moment when you felt the blues?
When I was about 12 years old in the cotton field.
What did you think that was? What was the feeling at 12 years old?
It was a good feeling, because all the people around me, they loved the blues. My mother and father, they loved the blues and everything. And we'd be in the field picking cotton and everything. And I'd be the only somebody in the field singing and everything. So keep on singing. Keep on singing. When I stopped singing, then they stopped picking. I say, well, I'm not going to sing myself to death. I say, girl, you got to sing, because you got a feel to it. And from then on, I just start singing and singing, and I just didn't let it go. And then after I left out the field singing and everything, I joined the church, and I started singing gospel.
When you came to Chicago, you had already had a career in the blues, or at least a young career in the blues. But when you got here, how did you find yourself getting involved with all the blues musicians here? What was it that you felt that you could hang with all the members, all the people you just mentioned?
Because the guys that I work with, which is Howlin' Wolf, he worked down in a place where called Brinkley, Arkansas, at my uncle's nightclub. He worked down there. That's where I met him at. And when I got up here, he was up here in Chicago, and it wasn't no problem for me, you know, getting with him, singing the blues and everything. And then when I was got through singing with him and everything, then I run across Junior Wells. I worked with Junior Wells at Teresa's for 3 years and sung the blues. And before I left from down in Arkansas, I met this guy called Robert Nighthawk, played slide and everything. I sung with him and everything. And then I just start feeling the blues, and I've been out here forever, but I haven't gotten a big break yet, but I still ain't gonna give up.
Well, you're coming up on the age 84. Why do you think it is that you didn't get the big break? Because everybody knows you in Chicago, and everybody knows you to be such a strong presence in Chicago blues. Why is it, in your thought, that you're not at the same level as the Coco Taylors and the others who have been the queens of blues?
But you'd be surprised. It's a lot out here that you got to deal with to reach that stage. And I'm just myself. I'm Mary Lane. I mean, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. If I'm supposed to sing the blues, I'm going to sing the blues. Anything different, it ain't me. So that's where it's been with me, you know, ever since I've been here. You got to do this, and you got to. No, I ain't got to do it. I'm going to sing the blues. And if that's not satisfaction, hey, I'm going on about my business.
This new album, it's been 20 years since your last. How's it feel to be back in studio? How's it feel to be promoting a record 20 years after the last?
It feels good. You know, it feel great to be out here doing that. But like I say, like I told them, hey, don't wait until, hey, it's too late. But they say it ain't never too late. But like I say, you know, it's just a feel that you got to have out here doing this, the blues and everything. When you're out here, you got to feel that.
The whole show that I'm doing tonight is about Chicago music and about how you can see all sorts of different music in different places and all the street festivals and other places.
Right.
But I always find all of the music coming back to the blues. Why is that?
Because everybody, mostly that's up here all, but the young people, they was brought up on the blues, and blues is their life. You know, things they done did, things they want to do, and things they trying to do, and they make a song out of it, and they call it the blues.
Mary, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to have you here in studio. We're listening to your music tonight, Extension 720. You could check out Mary's performance. She's going to be at the Bottom Lounge on Thursday. She's also going to be at the Blues Festival coming up this weekend, and also the documentary premieres next week, and at a couple different places. Mary, a pleasure. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you so kindly for having me. Lying in my bedroom, just watching your picture frame. Well, I'm lying in my bedroom, just watching your picture frame. Well, since you left me, baby, you know, things ain't been the same. I'ma roll down my window, I'ma call you on the phone. I'm gonna roll down my window, I'ma call you on the phone. I'm gonna let you know I miss you, and I hate to be alone. I'm gonna keep on trying, trying by myself. I'm gonna keep on trying, trying by myself. Yes, I love you and I need you and I don't want nobody else.
Every chance
chance we take, it seems to be in vain. 'Cause you see, when he do it to me, it just ain't quite the same. So come on, baby,
make love to me one more time.
I need you, darling.
Make love to me one more time.
Gotta have you, baby.
Make love to me one more time.
Before you leave. Manure.
Love you.
over Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, I left my home in Little Rock, headed for Memphis, Tennessee. I don't understand, baby, what you done to me. I'm gonna keep on traveling. I'm gonna make it on my own. Yes, I'm gonna keep on traveling. See, I'll make it on my own. I'm gonna keep on traveling till I find my way back home. Somebody play the blues. Thank you. away from home. Yes, I'm a traveling woman. A long, long way from home. Keep on traveling. Keep on traveling on.